Hello, I'm Giselle Gamby, host of the Intuitive Pool podcast and business and life coach. My coaching business has consistently brought in $500,000 in revenue for the past 10 years, not from any external strategy, but from being the intuitive entrepreneur. Having worked strategy first, as most people do with little results, I know that authenticity is profitable, and the deeper you go, the greater your wealth always. And so this podcast is here for you if you desire more, deserve more, and are called into more in relation to your wellness and purpose, business and career, finances, relationships, and health. If you're stuck, feel like you've lost your mojo, and equally if you're doing really well, but you know that you and your life could be so much bigger, so much more purposeful, and so much more impactful. Join myself and my guests as we explore 2024's theme, Untapped Abundance. I love creating ripples, and so here's to creating even more ripples this year for this wonderful Intuitive Pool community. Hello, Intuitive Pool community. I'm back after one day of publishing the It's Time to Stand Tall episode. And yes, I am standing tall. This episode has been inspired, actually. Not even inspired, I have a fire in my belly. I have dragon energy coursing through me, and I want to call something out. And as I call it out, I know this may be provocative, because it is going to ask you to observe yourself. And perhaps the observation will result in a huge amount of appreciation for the choices that you've made. And I'm sure that most people listening to this particular podcast called The Intuitive Pool will have a beautiful appreciation for how you've lived your life. And possibly for some people, it may feel not so comfortable. And of course, I record this episode with a huge amount of love for all of you. So this is my 20th year as a coach. And, you know, in those 20 years, I have seen a lot. And I've seen what the motivating factors are to do the work, to open up, to become aware, to grow, to integrate. I've seen what those motivating factors are. And there are different drivers. And normally the first driver, the first catalyst, let's say, to someone opening up and learning about self and growing is crisis, is chaos, is different versions of calamity. In other words, is pain and fear. Pain and fear is usually the first driver for someone to have the motivation and the courage and the humility to go within, to take responsibility, to have awareness, to now have the freedom to choose differently and to integrate. So just think about yourself. What was your first motivator in your own personal growth world? Was it pain and fear? More than likely, it was. Whether it's to do with relationship, whether it's to do with your health, your career, your business, whether it's to do with money, whether it's to do with death, any of those subject matters that are doused in pain and fear initially often is the first cause of awakening. And, you know, I've had the privilege to hold truly life-changing transformation across all of those areas. And once pain and fear are freed, trust and faith and deservedness and authenticity and power they are now engaged with, and they're engaged with through the portal of vulnerability and humility that is essential at the beginning of the awakening process. And then, of course, once trust and faith and deservedness and authenticity and power are engaged with, then pain and fear are freed. And this renewed inner relationship with self then becomes reflected in external reality. And, you know, this is a fun part of coaching, is when that internal shift, when people take 100% personal responsibility from a place of humility, from a place of vulnerability, and they see how they have been creating their reality, and they have that energetic shift because they're now free to create it differently. Often that external reality is impacted immediately. And sometimes it takes a little longer. And when it takes a little longer, it's not because the person's doing anything bad or they're getting it wrong. It's because the transformation is wanting to go deeper and deeper and deeper, so that the person can own even more and more and more of themselves. So pain and fear are usually the first and very powerful catalysts to opening up, to learning, and to growing self. And the transformation can feel complete. And here's my question, or is it? So the pain has been relieved. The transformation can feel complete in the moment. Or is it really? Do we stop here? Or is there more? And this is where I see two very different motivating drivers to personal growth. And I see it really clearly, and is the reason why I was fired up to record this episode. So some, and thankfully I'll say very few in my experience, some, once they've had that shift and the pain is relieved, some opt out. Some people disengage because the initiating cause to open up and to grow and to coach has been resolved. The pain has been relieved. As I said, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it actually makes me sad, because I know that they've cut themselves short. So what has happened is they've, you know, the analogy that I can give you is that they've managed, you know, through this pain relief, they've managed to dive under the whitewash, so they're not affected by the whitewash anymore. But they've not opened themselves up to the ocean. And it's the ocean that personally calls me, and it's the ocean that calls me to adventure with others. And from my 20 years of experience in coaching, in my own experience, in my own life, through my own lived experience, and also through the observation of the people that I've coached, when we open ourselves up to the ocean, this is where a life lived with no regrets is found, right? Because if you think about the ocean is so deep, and we keep going deeper, and we keep going deeper, and we keep going deeper. And essentially what we're doing is we're keeping going deeper into love, we're continuing to go deeper into freedom. And as we continue to go deeper into love and freedom, this inspires purpose, this inspires meaning, this inspires leadership, whether that be with our families, whether that be in our businesses and careers, in our communities. As A Course in Miracles says, what we give away, we get to keep even more greatly, which is a very different story to seeking pain relief only. So for most people, and I'm so grateful that this is who I get to play with mostly, because the transformation experience has been so fulfilling, it hasn't felt easy at times for sure, but in the long run, it has been so fulfilling. And also because the person knows that they're an infinite being, they seek for more. Pain relief isn't the motivator. There is a different motivator. And the motivator is that they're inspired to dive deeper into the ocean. They are surrendered into the adventure of possibility. It's not about pain relief. It's about possibility. And yes, they may have a sense of what the more is about, for sure. But as you've heard me speak on this podcast so many times, we work with the premise that love has bigger plans for us than the plans we've consciously made for ourselves. And also because the process is intuitively led, we actually don't have the ability to, in inverted commas, exactly know what will unfold. And that's the exciting bit, because here we let go of control and we surrender into the mystery. And this is where the adventure exists. And the thing is that if we did think we exactly, in inverted commas, knew what would unfold, we are completely limiting the experience. What is the motivating driver for you? Is it pain relief? Or is it potential? If you've had the courage to allow this episode in and you're becoming aware that actually the motivating driver is pain relief and not potential, I'll share a few things that might be going on for you. So have a feel into if any of these pieces resonate with you. So if it's pain relief, perhaps there's an unconscious need to control the process. Perhaps there's a sense of righteousness, and here's a bit of an icky one, maybe even arrogance. Perhaps there's a sense of undeservedness. And perhaps you've made good enough to be good enough. And so I'm just going to ask you the question. It's one of those stingy, stingy questions. Has life become good enough because you don't have acute pain? And is that all that you are worthy of? A very ouchy question for those who may be recognizing themselves here, that actually the primary motivation for personal growth is pain relief, not potential. And for those where the primary motivation for personal growth is potential, I offer you this and I applaud you. If the primary motivation is potential, I applaud you for your faith in love's plans. I applaud you for your devotion and your capacity to surrender into the unknown. I applaud your sense of presence that you walk with every day, and not just when you need to, because pain motivates you to do so. So when the primary motivation, in contrast to what I've just said, is pain relief, I'm going to say to you, be careful to not set yourself up for pain to be your only catalyst. Because if the motivation is pain relief, and because the purpose of life is to know who we really are, then be careful, because you are setting yourself up for pain to be your only catalyst. On the other hand, for people whose primary motivation is to experience the potential and the possibility of who they really are, well, then pain is not the only catalyst. There are other catalysts, more enjoyable catalysts, and these catalysts supersede the motivating driver of pain to be the catalyst. So again, recognize yourself here and appreciate you as I applaud you. So the more enjoyable catalysts, some of them are, this is certainly one that drives me, is the desire to be and to experience more. is the desire to contribute, is the desire to live a life of meaning and purpose, is the desire for connection and community and communion with others, is the desire for joy and happiness, is the desire to follow the intuitive pull, is the desire to be a leader in the family, to be the generational remedy. And another more, much more enjoyable catalyst for your personal growth journey is to leave a legacy that you're proud of. Thank you for listening. Ciao, ciao. Hey guys, if you love this podcast, I have two requests. Number one, sign up to the newsletter, which you can find in the show notes. Sharing is one of my superpowers, and there is only so much that I can share through the medium of podcasting. And I have very big plans this year to be radically generous to you. So sign up to that newsletter where you'll be able to receive a whole lot more that I trust will be super valuable to you. And number two, I'm a massive referrer of the people I love to the people I love. Please share this episode or podcast with the people you love, and let's create some more breathtaking ripples of impact.